as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
We are in our month of divine health and healing.
I'm
very pleased to see you again this Sunday morning. You are looking beautiful. Tell somebody about you. You are looking beautiful. Hallelujah. And so, because we are in our month of divine health, I want to speak to you today, and then perhaps from now to the end of the month, I want to speak to you in a certain light. I want to speak to you in the line of divine healing and divine health. And so this morning, I will lay the foundation for that. And so I want to speak today on foundational truth on divine health and healing. Foundational truth on divine health and healing. Foundational truth on divine healing and divine health. Turn with me to 3 John 1 and then 2. 3 John 1 verse 2. Are you there? You are all reading together. One and then go. I can't hear you. We are reading from where you are loudly. One, go. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Take it one more time. One, go. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the scripture. So what do we mean by divine health? We mean sound health or well-being that is of God, or that is from God, or that is just like God has it. The health that is from God, the health that is of God, and the health that is exactly what God has. Like God. That means to have health the way God has it. To have God kind of health. I pray for 100 people here this morning that in this month of March and beyond, may you have the health that God has.
Amen.
May your health be like God has it.
Amen.
May you never break down. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
And what is divine healing? Healing is definitely different from health. That's what I'm explaining. Divine healing is the removal of sickness, disease, and the restoration of health by the power of God. The removal of sickness, diseases, and the restoration of health, well-being, by the power of the Lord. That's healing.
Apomudi
So divine health is well-being, being sound health-wise because of God. Whereas divine healing is where you are sick and then the Lord or the sickness is taken away or you are restored with health by the power of God. So I pray for everyone here that is battling any kind of diseases. I declare you are healed by the power of the Lord. You heard the testimony of the lady. She was sick. She took the honey that was blessed. And she took the oil that was blessed. And the sickness disappeared. I declare as I'm preaching, may every sickness in your body vacate right now.
Amen.
May every affliction in your heart, every affliction in your head, in your eyes, in your body, any part of your life, may it disappear in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you believe it, you are getting whole.
Amen.
You are getting well.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together. Divine health is superior to divine healing. It is great to be healed, but it is greater to be whole and be well already. It is better that you don't fall sick at all, now looking to get healed. It is better that you are already well and healthy. So even though when you get healed, it's a great thing, but it is more greater when you cross 1 year sickness free. May that be your story.
Amen.
Or you want to be sick so that we come and heal you. I pray for everybody under the sound of my voice. Doctors will not have a reason to spend your money. I declare that you are healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So in this kingdom, knowledge is power. And what you know determines what you hold, what you handle, what you enjoy. That is why in John chapter 8 verse 32, the Bible says that you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. The things you are about to learn in this month of March, your freedom is breaking forth.
Amen.
I said your freedom is breaking forth.
Amen.
And the power of sickness over your life gets broken now.
Amen.
Let your amen be the loudest. Amen. Let your amen be the loudest. Amen. Clap your two hands for Jesus. So what are the foundational truths that can lead us into enjoying a life of health and wholeness? Before I explain to you in weeks to come how to get health or how to get healing, I want to establish certain foundational truth that you must have. For when the foundation is faulty, the righteous cannot prosper. So foundational truth number one, write it down. Divine health is the original state of mankind. Divine health is our original state. That is how we were when God made us. When God made Adam, Adam was not a sick person. Adam never had sickness. The original state of man was a state of well-being and soundness. Man was created with divine health. God made us with divine health. Genesis 2 verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So it was that breath that was put into man that sustained health in man that man could not forsake. Announce to somebody seated by you, you have the breath of life in you. Tell him again, you have the life of God in you. So you must not forsake. And you must not entertain sickness. Are you getting what I'm saying at all? When God breathed his life into Adam, Adam did not forsake. Adam became healthy. A living soul. There was no record of sickness, no record of death. Because of the breath, the supernatural life which produces supernatural health in our lives. So understand that that is actually your original condition, your original state, so that you accept the things I'm about to expose to you in this month. Number two foundational truth. Sin is the root of all sicknesses in the world. Sin. It is the foundation. It is the reason for all sicknesses entering into the world. Before sin came into the system, there was nothing like sickness or affliction in the world.
Nothing.
Sin disconnected man from God. Understand that. God drove man out of the garden. God told man, the day you eat of this fruit, you will die. Genesis 2:17. And sin disconnected man from the garden. And God drove the man out of the garden. Genesis
3.
And Genesis 3 verse 6, they ate it. They died spiritually. They were disconnected from God. Verse 23 and 24, God drove them out of that life they were enjoying. That life of wellness and wholeness. So if not for sin entering into the garden, there was nothing like HIV, there was nothing like cholera, there was nothing like fever, there was nothing like malaria. We were without any kind of sickness. Sickness entered into the world through sin. And up till now, if you trace the reason for a lot of sicknesses that are yet coming, you realize that they are connected to the sin of a certain person. Even recently when COVID came, you realize that America and other world intelligent bodies were accusing China that they intentionally manufactured or went into the lab and invented that sickness. The greed of people, greediness of people, wickedness of people bring more sickness into the world. HIV came through fornication, immorality. All sorts of sicknesses come into the world through sin. Do we understand that? The next point, next foundation to understand. Jesus saved us from the power of sickness. When Jesus died on the cross, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24, he saved us from the power of sin. And sin is the root of sickness. So once the root is not there, the plant can no longer be there. So he saved us from the power of sin and of sickness. 1 Peter 2:24. Let's all read together. Let's all read. Tell somebody about you. Jesus has saved you from sin and from sickness. Oh, come on. I said tell the person. Don't be looking somewhere else. Tell somebody. Jesus has saved you from the power of sin and sickness. You need to understand that so that you can fight against that fever. You can fight against that malaria. You can fight against that heart problem. You can fight against that cancer, that cholera. If you'll be able to fight against it, you must have this foundational truth established in your spirit. So Jesus didn't just save us from sin, but also from sickness. A lot of people are conscious. They are conscious of the fact that Jesus has saved them from sin, but they are not conscious of the fact that Jesus has also saved them from sickness. Please tap the one by you and ask the person, are you aware of that? Are you aware that that sickness in your body, Jesus has already taken it from you? Are you aware? Are you aware that the sickness is in your body illegally? It doesn't have permit, but it's in your body because you have allowed it. You don't know that foundational truth. You are not so strong about it, so you are pumping that sickness. I curse any form of sickness to dry up in your body. I curse any kind of sickness in your family lineage to leave your body now.
Amen.
I speak over your head to your feet and I scan through your body. Wherever there is a lump, there is a growth, there is a boil, there is a cancer, there is a sickness, it is leaving now.
Amen.
Clap your two hands and say, I am free. Say, I am free. If you believe it, by the time we close the service, that sickness would have disappeared.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together.
But some running.
Number five. There is a spirit behind every sickness.
The atosun numero was all TSS. To me, anyone be a DRBH.
Oh, yeah. Tell the one by you there is a spirit behind that sickness. There's a spirit. Don't joke with it. Don't say this one is just malaria. There's a spirit behind malaria. Oh, this one is just cough. There's a spirit behind cough. Sickness is a spirit itself. It's a spirit. It's a spirit that entered into the world when sin came. In Luke 13, verse 11 to 12, Bible says that Jesus went into a temple, and as he was teaching, someone came there who had the spirit of infirmity for 18 years. And because of that spirit of sickness or infirmity in him, in her, she was walking like this. Some of you have seen certain people, they can't stretch, they walk like that. You have seen certain people, their hand is like that. You have seen certain people, their legs are some way. I knew a boy who grew up from year 1 to year 6 and had a dream. And in a dream, somebody hit his leg with something in a dream when he was 6 years old. From that day when he woke up, he started walking on his foot this way. He started using this place to walk. So his foot, the bones there in a way bent so that now he walks this way. Till today, he walks like that. But when he was born from year 1 to 6, I knew him. He was walking normal. He only had a dream. Tell somebody, every sickness is a spirit. That is why you can be normal until you have a dream and somebody hits you, you wake up with pain. What is the correlation between a dream and a real body? I've heard this over and over and over. Several people in the church has come to me, oh, I had a dream and this happened and then the pain is there and that happened and now my head and my this and my that, just like that. How can you just have a dream? A snake just bites you, you wake up and there is pain in that place. Wow. The devil has just introduced the spirit of a certain sickness into your body, but I command it goes back to the sender.
Amen.
It goes back to the sender.
Amen.
It goes back to where it came from.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Let me use this current example. I was in the office, I think, last Sunday when my wife came. I was having counseling. So I finished my long counseling and I had another meeting. And then when she came, she sat in front of me and then she was like, I want to talk to you. So typical of me, I thought it's a home issue. So I said, oh, God, let me wait. I have elders meeting. So when I come home, we'll talk.
And I said,
then she said, oh no, it's not home issue. Me too, I'm your member. I want to talk to you.
And
then I said, oh, okay, sorry.
Sorry.
Before it is used against me in the court of law, I said, sorry, okay, talk. Once you have come as a member, we have to talk here. So talk. If you came as a wife, then we have to talk at home.
So one person member there, you meet me at casa. Name mumu sen kaoba so wa yere diya ki ukofi ane akasa.
So I sat down there, and then she said, "I had a dream, and in the dream, someone hit my chest, and since I woke up, there's pain in my chest. I can't do anything. I'm in so much pain." And I heard them say that at home, but in at home, I don't play pastor. I'm not pastor at home, so I didn't mind her when she said that at home. I just said, oh, you'll be fine. I'm a father, I'm a husband, so I do those things over there more. So I remember that she has mentioned that she's in pain, but I didn't take it in a spiritual dimension. I just gave her two words. But this time when she sat before me and said that as your member, me too, I'm your member, I'm in pain. Pray for me. I want you to pray for
me.
Immediately the thing hits me. I said, no. My pastoral anointing must come.
I've
closed church over. It must come because this is a member, not a wife, not a wife. It's a member. So immediately, my anointing arrived. Amen.
Amen.
Are you getting it? Then I took oil. Then I poured oil on it. Then I laid hands on it. Then I quoted the scripture. The Bible says if there is anybody in the church, as if your wife, anybody in the church who is sick, let the elders take oil, anoint him and pray, and the prayer of faith will heal the sick. I quoted that scripture and I prayed for her. And I asked her to go. She's fine. Then I think 2 days ago or so, I asked her, I've not heard you talk about your chest and the pain again. She said, from the day you prayed, it is gone.
Amen. That
is it. If you are around me and you don't ask me to pray for you, I will not pray for you. I will give you money to buy medicine.
I will never pray for you.
Those who know me, you know me, I give money to buy my medicine, Papa. The reason is God, that is your level of faith. I will not waste my anointing. It's your level of faith.
So
once you don't believe it, I won't come and pray. Then I'll feel like I'm not anointed. No. Because you don't even believe it. Unless God directs me to pray for you. That one, I know I came by God's instruction. But once you are talking to me and you don't say, pray for me, I will listen to you and give you recommendations. But I will never pray for you. Because you don't have faith for that.
Now, Ebi, I only meet him come on. I will catch him so I area. Me dey give him so make am for one man.
This week,
if he say we did any nruza.
This week, one man came to me. He was limping and was in pain and told me that Osofo, when next will you organize healing service so that you invite the healers? So when they come, tell me so I'll come so that I'll be healed. The person told, I was moved. I saw the person. I wanted to pray for the person. But because the person said I should organize healing and bring healers, immediately I was discouraged.
Now what you will say, Mobi Baman Chan was in the 9 a.m. here. I saw my catcher and said, I was awful. Now the Ben, I will be a program, be our friend Crawford, which means Sayaria now do my bass and the Baya, Miss Mitty, my baby. Now come, Sammy Bompire Man.
Immediately, I stopped. I was about to say, Papa, let me pray for you, but immediately I stopped. The reason is because the person's faith is clearly not in me, in my prayer. So rather, I have to do what the person wants so that I'll help the person.
And think I'm a bumpire man, then I become Debbie. Any panel, send me a OC, actually, GDA, and you, baby, I'm in Swabia, I'm a bumpire man.
That is how every man of God is. You listen to a prophet with angel, and they will tell you for their family members, for their wives, for their friends to benefit from them, they must acknowledge and come that pray for me. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. It will not
Sana so for penny phone penny phone na sa no mo so tie se wo ye busuani na wo benya ne so adom ne de wo se otimi ba na ba ka che ne se on bom pa ye ma na che se wan ka se wo gidi etime duru ho no mo se wo hia yare sa.
The Bible said the people criticized, they said that just as you were healing in other places, in Capernaum, in other places, now healer, they said physician, heal thyself right in your own town, do it here, let's see. That means that a prophet is without honor from his own place. You understand? So if you try to do anything in your own place, like Jesus, it won't work.
If you send the Pharisee for him, penny for the catcher and say, send the Ufi, our Capernaum baby, son, a hand so yeah, na yon su yen share our hasi.
I learned that thing from Bishop Ajinasare. I go to his church a lot of times. I hardly see him praying for sick people in his own church. I hardly see him once in a while. But every day, I see him praying for sick people in other churches, on crusade grounds, in faraway places. Why? Because mostly, the people who are around you, they have taken you for granted. They have seen your humanity. So, they can't stretch their faith to receive. But once you step out of your church and you go to another church, you see they are expectant. And so, the power begins to flow.
I think on the 30th of December,
I went to a certain church at Malam to go and minister. It was live. People were watching from UK, other places. And the Lord, the moment I took the microphone, the Lord started speaking to me. There's somebody here sick in this area. There's somebody there who is suffering from this. People who were online from UK and other places were confirming. The man of God got up and said, what you are saying? Somebody discussed it with me just today. She's online right now. She's watching right now. Afterwards, when I declared that the flow stopped, the thing stopped, the problem ceased. People were healed of fibroid, of different things, right on camera. But you hardly see me doing those things here. The reason is because those here have seen me as daddy. They have not seen me as their healer. They have not seen me as somebody that Jesus will use to heal them. That's why the few that are exploiting that, they keep testifying. Hallelujah. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Have you learned a lesson? Adam, have you learned a lesson? So don't take your man of God for granted. This month of healing, I will attempt to pray for some people generally. If you can apply your faith, the Lord will use me to take that terminal illness out of your body.
Amen.
If you can apply your faith, the Lord will use me to change certain situations out of your life.
Amen.
If you are that person, your amen will be the loudest.
Amen. Amen.
Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Number five is what I'm dealing with. That every sickness, there is a spirit behind it. Because Jesus said, be loosed of your infirmity. And the word infirmity, or when the Bible said that this woman was sick, the woman was sick of what? Go to verse 11. And behold, there was a woman who had the spirit of infirmity. Spirit of infirmity. What is infirmity? Infirmity is from the Greek word asthenia. And asthenia means sickness. Weakness. Diseases.
Spirit.
Sickness.
Of sickness.
Weaknesses.
Diseases.
That means that every disease has a spirit. Every sickness has a spirit. Every infirmity has a spirit. Clap your two hands. And over there, Jesus said, be loosed from your infirmity. She fell down, shook, and then got up, and she was okay. And the woman was walking this way, started walking that way. No medicine was applied. Anytime I read this scripture, I remember a confused suffer. I remember Akunfie Safa seriously, because in Akunfie Safa we went for a crusade and there was a woman with a stick bent over like that. This is how the woman came. This is how the woman came for the crusade. And I stood on the crusade platform and I started declaring, be healed, be delivered. Jesus touches you. Then I saw from afar one of our members called Komi was standing in front of that woman, and the woman had lifted a stick, and I saw it's in the video. The woman was doing her cloth well, and the woman started walking, and I touched the woman, straightened up the woman, and the woman started walking with her stick lifted up. That was her deliverance from that day. No medicine, no spinal issue, no waist issue. The power of the Lord just set the woman free. It's on her videos. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So cough has a spirit behind it. West pain has a spirit behind it. Cancer has a spirit behind it. Whatever sickness you are having, there is a spirit behind it. It is a spirit. Sicknesses are spirits. They are infirmities. Are you not surprised that Jesus visited Peter's house? Peter's mother-in-law was sick of fever. Hello, how many of you don't know fever? Everybody here knows fever, right? Oh, come on, talk to me. Don't you know fever?
Everyone,
at least it's one of the commonest diseases you find in Africa. Fever, malaria. True or not true? The chief say fever. Fever. It's not fever, it's B. Amen.
Amen.
So everybody knows fever. Everybody has suffered from fever, malaria before. True or not true? The Bible says that when Jesus went there, the woman was lying on the bed shaking.
The Bible says,
I thought Jesus would say that, go and bring the leaves of neem tree leaves. Because in Ghana here, you use neem tree leaves to heal fever. So I thought Jesus would say that, go and pluck some neem tree, the bark, and cook it. And oh, look at what Jesus did. And when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her, and the fever left, and she arose and served them. He just touched her. Fever, get lost, and fever got lost.
Amen.
Meanwhile, we would have gone for Kinakwim 442.
Then so the Ebi Awoyare, you know.
It is not a sin, but that is your faith. Once that is your faith, it's okay. But I'm saying that there is another level you can get to, where you can cast out your fever by the power of Jesus. Clap your
hands.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't take any sickness for granted. Don't pamper it and say, oh, this one, because of ABCD, don't pamper it. Attack it. Number six, divine health is God's will for our lives. Everyone, wave your hands and let me see you. Wave your hands. As you are waving your hands, every sickness in your body, the Lord's attention is located you right now.
Amen.
Taking that sickness from your body.
Amen.
Every problem in your head is disappearing.
Amen.
Every problem in your stomach, it disappears.
Amen.
Every pain in your hands, it disappears.
Amen.
Every pain in your back, it disappears.
Amen.
Every pain in your legs, it disappears.
Amen.
Every breathing condition, it disappears.
Amen.
Every heart-related problem, it disappears.
Amen.
Every problem in your family, it disappears.
Amen.
Every sickness in your blood, it disappears.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I curse it to die. Clap your two and say, I'm free. Say, I'm free. Say, I'm free. Amen. You can be checking yourself. You can be checking yourself. You will see that the Lord has done something in your life. Divine health is the will of God. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be
healthy.
A lot of people don't know that God wants them to be well. They think, oh, God wants me to be sick.
No.
It is not God's will. At all, it's not God's will for our lives. 3 John 1:2. It says, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So God wants us to prosper and be in good health. So for every child of God, divine health and healing is a surety, is guaranteed for us. Yeah. That is why in Matthew 8 verse 2, Bible says that there was a leper who went to Jesus and worshipped Jesus and told Jesus, if you want to make me well, if you will heal me, that means that I know you can heal me, but I don't know whether you want to heal me. Are you getting it?
Bible no catch yourself, but I need to call Jesus in chain or catch him and say,
so the issue was not about the ability of God, it was about the willingness of God. I know you can do it, but do you want to? So there are some of you here who know God can heal, but you don't know that God wants to heal that your sickness right now. You don't know. But where you are seated right now, I want you to know that as you are listening to me, God wants to heal that sickness right now. Not tomorrow, right now. I said, not tomorrow, right now. And so if you are that person and you are also asking that God, that does God want to heal me today or next week or next year or when there is a special program or when the man of God says that he's having a healing conference, whoever is thinking, does God want to heal me right now? I present to you, Jesus says, yes, I want to heal you now. Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. Tell somebody, he is willing. Come on, preach with me. You have preached to your brother. Tell him he is willing. He is willing to touch you. He is willing to heal you. He is willing to set you free. And so if he is willing, that bastard in your body disappears.
Amen.
That sickness clears out of your throat.
Amen.
That sickness clears out of your eyes.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Are you following me? Which number are we?
Number six.
Number seven. We are done with number six. So number seven. Divine health is the perfect will of God, whereas divine healing is his permissive will. Divine health is God's perfect will. You see, we have the perfect will of God and the permissive will of God. When we say the perfect will of God, that's the original plan and intention of God. And the permissive is the one God allowed you to do it because you want to. Romans 12 verse 2 says that so that we'll be able to prove what is good, what is acceptable, what is perfect will of God. So there is a perfect will of God, and divine health is a perfect will of God. As for divine healing, it only comes because you are sick. But God originally doesn't even want you to fall sick for him to come and
heal.
Look into the face of someone sitting by. You are coming to give him a bomb. Look at him. It's a blast. A blast is coming. It's a blast. Tell him, you don't have to be sick at all. In order to experience God's power. Say it again. Look at him. Look at her. If the person is looking somewhere, it means he doesn't like you at all. Change your position. Tell him you don't have to be sick at all to see God's power. God's power can preserve you from falling sick. It can preserve
you.
Gloria Copeland, the wife of the legend, that, or the general in the Kenneth Copeland, the wife said, I agree that it is wonderful to get healed when you are sick, but it's more wonderful to live in divine health. It's more wonderful that you never felt sick. And I felt sick and I was shaking. Then the man of God said, receive it. Then I shook. Then I fell down. Then when I got up, oh, your story sounds so wonderful. Your story sounds so nice. So a lot of people want to also shake. They also want to fall. They also want to wake up. And then they see some shaking. I was praying for a certain woman who had a spinal problem, a problem at the back. A serious problem at the back. She came to the miracle service with. As I laid hands on the back, I could feel some shaking like that. It looks like there was some shaking. It was wow. It was wonderful to me. So afterwards, the woman came out and was sharing the testimony, the miracle. I think I went to that program with Uncle Sam. He was taking that video. So the woman was rattling, was happy and was sharing it. Then the woman said, she spoke in tree. The answer was praying. Now say, Bibi Namnechi, Bibi Namnechi, Bibi Namnechi. Ah. This morning, as I'm preaching, may the power of the Lord go through your system.
Amen.
Like X-ray beams, I declare the power of God enters into your body.
Amen.
And it destroys every disease. And so, that day, I knew that woman would be healed because of when I laid hands, I felt some, it looks like some.
But I don't know if I'm going to say anything, but I'm going to say something.
There are times I pray for people, then you see that either the leg or some part of the body is shaking, is shaking. It's so nice. So if you don't take care, you want that one. That one, let me be sick. But let me tell you. That is not a greater grace or a greater anointing. The greater grace and the greater anointing is the one that kept you that whole day, that whole year, that whole 10 years, and you never had that pain, you never had that sickness, you never had that issue. It is the grace that makes you wake up and you are going and you are coming, and you don't need somebody to pray for you and somebody to administer healing to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? May that grace come upon you. May that power come upon you.
Amen.
May that grace be your portion.
Amen.
2025, you will never be on admissions.
Amen.
I said you will never be on a hospital admission.
Amen.
We will never wheel you into a hospital.
Amen.
We will never carry you into a hospital.
Amen.
Pastor will never have to visit you in a hospital.
Amen.
Clap your 2 months and say, that is my portion. Because sometimes
you wait
to go to the hospital, and then when God healed you, you come back. The time for testimony, you run and you come. Praise the Lord. I go for. I can. Me a yeah. Oh my brother, Otamba Bonsa to me the bida. Any animal of war, maybe you're really not understanding. But my swami called 37. May see, let that so be a new home. Now, my but the year that you don't go to 37,
so I fear one for 37 in the
year. The year that we don't carry you to the hospital,
I fear you also want better one for one for hospital.
When we call for testimony, because to you, God has done nothing. But you have forgotten that the grace of God kept you that whole month, and you didn't forsake. That disease never came back, and you are well, and you go to work, and you come back. And oh, clap your two hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. So it is greater not to fall sick at all than to fall sick and you are healed. Number 7 or 8. Sickness is not from God. It's not a punishment or a test from God. It's not God's punishment. Yeah, maybe God wanted to test me, so he allowed me to have malaria. He put malaria on me. That's actually what you say. So that whether I will give up on him or not. Satan is the one behind every sickness. Don't blame it on God. It's Satan's work. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, all my plans for you are good and perfect. There's no sickness in it. Jeremiah 29:11. Is sickness a good thing? Oh, is it a good thing? So how can it be part of the plans of God for your life?
Yeah.
So where is it from? It's from the devil. Job fell ill. Job fell ill not because God put sickness on Job. Job fell ill because the devil touched his body. Sickness is from the devil. When the devil touches your body, sickness will come.
Job wanyare se bi onyankopon na de yare bi ba nebom obonsam ene de nsa eba beka eye ne hunam tua ene o ma ne yare ene onyankopon.
And so Job told them, look at what Job told them. Job 34 verse 10. He told his friends who were blaming God and blaming him, He said, therefore, listen unto me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness. Far be it of Yahweh that God will do anything evil, and from the Almighty that he should commit any iniquity. Job said, far be, don't blame this my sickness on God.
Job, the occasion now for say, I rather the only sign you may cry, the other bonnet, a rather fun who ain't him, baby, a idea with a coupon, a energy one.
Number eight, James 1:13. Let no man say when he's tempted that I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil. Let nobody say that God has tempted me with this sickness. Never.
God
doesn't tempt people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Oh, clap your two hands for the Lord. Listen to me.
Amen.
Wherever you are seated, and you are listening to me, I want you to begin to change your mind. Because you will not benefit from what I'm saying if you don't change. That's why I'm talking about these things. You cannot be healed or receive good health if you have a problem with these foundations I'm talking about.
Are
you getting what I'm saying? And so I want you to begin to accept this. I've shared how many things? 8 or 7. I said one is what? Divine health is the original state. That is who you were before sin came. And I said sin is the root of all sicknesses in this world. Now, when sin entered, all sicknesses. And 3, I said Jesus saved us from the power of sickness. So once you are born again, you should know that you are also delivered from sickness. Also know that there is a spirit behind every sickness. Don't say this one, there is just cough. There is a spirit behind. Divine is God's will for our lives.
And I was all tears, yes, sir. A pomodin padia, a union coupon, she said, I was a bravo.
And also, divine health is the perfect will of God. God wants you to rather have health than healing.
Now, a pomodin pansu, a ya dia, a union coupon, she said, a pepper, edemaya bravo.
And then finally, for today, I said, sickness is not from God, it's from Satan.
And a mamma what tears, yes, you say, Yari Pierre, anyone, a free union coupon, Yari, if you want some more.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you whole. Rise up to your feet.
There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.